Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about what to do for the show today, and the reason it came up is because of the dominance of the media cycle around Tucker Carlson on both sides of the aisle. Leftists are cheering, oh, he's out of here, woohoo, glad Tucker's gone. And on the right, we act like our dog died. And look, I would tell you this, jobs come and go. Tucker is going to be fine. He's building a $5 million house. Somewhere, I think in Florida. He's going to be fine. He's a talented guy. He's got a massive following. Most of us would probably say Fox made a mistake. I think they did. I think Fox has made a lot of mistakes. One of them was letting me go. I will tell you, folks, I think it's safe to say I'm never going to be back on Fox News. A couple of PR people have tried. I was on Fox Black, whatever you want to call it. It's part of Fox Nation. That was the only interview I've done on Fox News in a long time. And it wasn't on their mainstream TV. Fox Nation, I think is what they call it. But it was a black thing. They have a show that's just for blacks. I don't know if it's still there because, you know, they lost a lot of money in that Dominion thing. They say that the firing of Tucker has nothing to do with the Dominion thing. I agree. I think that it was a political assassination, if you will, of political pundit assassination, metaphorically. Fox News is changing direction. If you ask me what is the problem of Fox News, I'll tell you. It's a problem that of leftism. It's a problem that all leftists face. They don't know who they are. The new Fox News, post Roger Ailes, run by Suzanne Scott, they don't know who the hell they are. Kevin Jackson's you listening to, folks, Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. People blowing up my phone the other day. Kev, man, Tucker's gone, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what do you want from me? I haven't spoken to Tucker since I left Fox. When I was at Fox, I was a rising, you know, people didn't know how to, it's almost like politics. If you're going to run for office, if you're, you know, you've got a little bit of gift of gab or whatever, you got a little personality, the politicos will keep you close. They will befriend you because they don't know what they want to do. You know, they don't quite know what to do with you. So they'll keep you close. But the minute that you do something wrong or you're out, boy, they jettison you just as fast. Trust me, folks, this is not just leftists. These are all the power-hungry, you know, money-hungry to some degree, but mostly power-hungry conservatives that I found, and they exist. I don't want us to ever believe that we don't suffer the same maladies, if you will, as the left. Maybe not as in the same degree, to the same degree, but we suffer from the same maladies. So when you leave, you're done. When I left Fox, I didn't do another Hannity radio interview. Nobody called me. You can't get these people to come to your events. Nothing. You're dead. You are persona non grata. As I said in my sneak peek episode, it reminds me of the Goodfellas when Henry Hill goes to Paulie knows he's been dealing drugs and now he's been caught. And Paulie says, I'm gonna give you this, but I got to turn my back to you. And that's it. That's the way it works. But here's what bugs me the most about this. Why is this dominating the news cycle? Holy cow. We have a demented president who has us on the brink of war, who can't protect us. He can't protect cities, states, the country. He can't protect your 401k. He can't protect you. I mean, there's nothing Joe Biden's doing that is a positive thing to your life. Nothing. And you know what we're doing? We're talking about Tucker Carlson leaving Fox. A multimillionaire who had a great run and has as much opportunity, if not more, going forward. And we're analyzing.
Well, Fox is this.
Fox has never been conservative. Not when I got hired. It was fair and balanced was the trademark. Fox is fair and balanced. That's what they touted themselves on, being fair and balanced. And they went left. And let me tell you, I was as shocked as anybody else to learn of the Allison Camaradas and various others. I can see their fate. Melissa, forget her last name, blondie white girl, she left unceremoniously. I could name Krautheimer. I could name a bunch of them that they shocked me with some of their opinions. Krautheimer hated Donald Trump, as an example. The dude was my idol, Krautheimer. And you just looked up to him. And I get it. We want to have these idols, these people that we think are the bastions of conservatism. And I watch people fawn over them at CPAC. And they fawned over me. I'm not trying to make a distinction, but here's what I will tell you. I'm me. Like it or not. And I don't want to burst your bubble, but I don't really give a crap what you think about me. I know. My friends know it. And they know that's not a malicious statement. It's not like me saying, I'll do what I want. I'll be as grotesque as you do. It isn't that. It's that I know who I am, and I'm not going to apologize for it. And unless I do something directly to you, I'm not apologizing for who I am. I've been doing that far too long. And you want to know something? That's the problem with the conservative movement. We've been apologizing where we need to be gloating. So here's my question. Because Tucker's going to dominate the news. He dominated the news cycle yesterday. He'll dominate it today. What else is going on? What's being done while you sleep? Because that's what you are. If you're thinking about this and this is a big deal to you, you're asleep at the wheel. As I said, I got more text the other day about Tucker than I've gotten in 3 months, in a single day. Kevin, what do you think? Kev, which is good. It tells me I am, you know, people still remember me, and they want to know if I have any inside baseball. I've given you everything I know. I don't know much about what was going on there. When I left Fox, it was done. I can tell you what happened while I was there. I can tell you that they reprimanded me 3 times over nothing. And I remember thinking to myself, this is what the minutiae you guys are focused on, and you're letting people sway you on what I just said, which is nothing but truth? I didn't go on that show so I could make the world go, ooh, he's so amazing. I went on that show and I told you exactly what was happening, the way I would have told it to you, whether I was in front of a camera or in front of you in your living room. Didn't care. There are people who go on there, they want to be bigger than life. Because this, it's not about what we're trying to accomplish here, it's about them. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this. I'm going to get off the subject because we have bigger things to be talking about, like this Biden crime family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about Tucker being let go at Fox, so I figured we'd do an homage to him for this segment. And just as a reminder of some of the topics that Tucker took on. He's an amazing talent. He's going to be fine. And I don't want to imply by any stretch of the imagination that Fox is better. Fox is worse off for having let Tucker go, but he will be fine. But there are more things to talk about that we will get to. But I'm going to cover these two media giants in two different ways. But I want to give an homage to Tucker. We're going to play a few of his clips, and we'll talk about Don Lemon. And in the next hour, we'll get into some more meatier substantive stuff.
Joe Biden institutes a government-wide system of racial discrimination that dwarfs Jim Crow, and nobody seems to notice. That happened yesterday, by the way. Did you know that? Probably not, because there was no press conference or signing ceremony, no media coverage. But 24 hours ago, it happened. Biden restructured the entire executive branch of the U.S. government to discriminate on the basis of immutable characteristics. He made that announcement on the White House website, and it proclaims that within 30 days, every federal agency, all of them, from the Department of Justice to NASA to the Social Security Administration, all of them, all must, quote, ensure that they have a agency equity team within their respective agencies to coordinate the implementation of equity initiatives. And these Maoist equity teams will report to something called the Gender Policy Council and the White House, quote, environmental justice officer. Here, for example, is Carrie Lake's response in June when a CNN reporter asked her for an interview. Watch this.
Hi, Harry.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
You don't have a mask on anymore.
What's going on?
Well, we're 6 feet apart.
Do you have a minute to chat?
I'll do an interview.
Okay.
As long as it airs on CNN Plus.
Does that still exist?
I didn't think so, because the people don't like what you guys are peddling, which is propaganda. Thank you.
Where's your mask? You neurotic freak. So with that in mind, we got to wondering, whatever happened to Joy Reid's gay bashing scandal? Joy Reid is an anchor on MSNBC. She was found a few years ago to have written this blog attacking gay people, putting them in danger. And then she said she never wrote it. Someone had hacked her blog and she called law enforcement. Then we never really heard the end of that. Did Vladimir Putin hack Joy Reid's gay bashing blog?
Count two and count three. No change. Our elections are open, fair, and transparent.
I can guarantee you. We already know what happened. We've counted those same ballots four times. The election's been certified. Stop already. And that's the argument that Fulton County has used in court to keep those ballots locked away in a warehouse. Except it's not true. It now appears there actually was meaningful voter fraud in Fulton County, Georgia, last November. That is not a conspiracy theory. It's true. Well, everyone wants to be a public figure, obviously. Everyone wants to be famous. But if you are famous, there's a special burden that you bear right now. If you're a person in the public eye who dares even briefly to think for yourself, there is roughly 100% chance that an organized group of fascists on the internet is going to try to destroy your life. They'll get you fired, they'll picket your house, they'll make certain your kids are miserable. They're not doing it because they like you or dislike you personally. You're irrelevant. They don't care about you. They're doing it because they understand that truth tends to metastasize. Once someone prominent with a megaphone starts saying true things, people hear it. And pretty soon the whole edifice of lies comes crashing down and the fascists on the internet have less power. They're revealed as the dishonest thugs that they are. And they don't want that. So they try and crush you before it happens. This is inevitable. The question is, how do you respond when they try to crush you? And there are only two possible options, and both of them, it turns out, were on display today. Both come from Great Britain because the assault on speech and thought is a global phenomenon. Here's the first. Winston Marshall plays banjo for a terrific folk band called Mumford & Sons. Marshall's been on the fascist radar for quite some time now. A few years ago, he said something nice about Jordan Peterson. Now, that doesn't mean that Winston Marshall is a right-winger. He probably isn't. But it does suggest he might be a free thinker, which, as we noted, is a massive threat to the fraud industrial complex. Finally, the other day, Winston Marshall went too far. He praised Andy Ngo's new book about Antifa. Ngo describes Antifa as what it is, a criminal mob. But you can't do that right now because it suggests that there might be something wrong with hurting people in order to get what you want. So they decided to destroy Winston Marshall, and today they succeeded. Marshall issued this statement over Twitter, quote, "Over the past few days, I have come to better understand the pain I caused by the book I endorsed." Obviously, he wrote this at gunpoint, but he still wrote it. Quote, "I have offended not only a lot of people I don't know, but also those closest to me, including my bandmates, and for that, I am truly sorry. As a result of my actions, liking a book, I am taking time away from the band to examine my blind spots," end quote. So Winston Marshall is leaving his job, another victory for the fascists on the internet. That's one way to handle attacks on speech, just surrender. That's what most famous people do. You see it every day. The guy who used to host The Bachelor may never work again. His crime? No one even knows what he did wrong, but he apologized for it anyway. But there's another way to handle those attacks, and it comes from our friend Piers Morgan, whom we told you last night just left his job on a British morning show after failing to be sufficiently impressed by that whiny duchess from L.A. complaining about how hard her life is. Now, Piers Morgan knew what the script was supposed to be. Oh, you poor oppressed duchess! But he refused to read it. So now he's unemployed. Today, Piers Morgan issued this statement, quote, "On Monday, I said I didn't believe Meghan Markle in her Oprah interview. I've had time to reflect on this opinion, and I still don't. If you did, okay. Freedom of speech is a hill I'm happy to die on. Thanks for all the love and hate. I'm off to spend more time with my opinions."
The current crop of the dumb people really still operating most of the leverage.
I think you call them fools.
Yeah, I mean, I really mean to approach this with pure contempt because that's what I have after 49 years of living among them. Yeah. I really mean this. And I'm not a populist, to be totally clear. Yeah. I'm an elitist.
Yeah.
I just believe in impressive elites, and we don't have them. But the mistake they make is the mistake that a lot of parents and employers and military officers also make, which is you can force the people below you to obey indefinitely. And the truth is you can't.
Yeah.
You can't do it with your own children. Mm-hmm. You can make your kids do whatever you want. Wear a funny hat. I'm commanding you to wear a Viking hat to school. But, Dad, they're going to be mean to me. I don't care. I'm your dad. I'm making you. But then they turn 18.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have ruled through fear and force with your own kids, what happens? Even at 18, like, they go crazy. They wind up in rehab. They hate you. Like, you can't do it forever. Yeah. And so what you're seeing now, all these questions have been raised. Why are we doing it this way? That's what the population is asking when they elect Donald Trump. And the people in charge are like, shut up, racist. Shut up. So what is that? No one believes that most Americans, we're too literal. It has nothing to do with racism. It's just a cover. What they're really saying is, shut up and do what you're told. Well, Kathy Arrue told us the other night about the need to ban words like mailman and Manhattan in order to stamp out the threat of toxic masculinity. Apparently, masculinity is killing us. Never mind that actual male testosterone levels have fallen dramatically in the past 20 years. We're going to address that next month, by the way. Now, there's this. The State Department planned to spend nearly $600,000 to explore, quote, gender identities in Kenya and find the connection between terrorism and, quote, tough, aggressive, achieving men.
We could have gone on for hours with some of Tucker's stuff. Really good quality content. Stuff that you didn't find all the time. It was off the beaten path, and that's what you have to appreciate about him. Anyway, Tucker will land on his feet, and when we get back, we're going to get on to Don Lemon.
Radio Show. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. House Republicans hope to have the votes to pass a bill that would raise the debt ceiling and cut spending, but Democrats say it's a waste of time.
Every minute wasted on Speaker McCarthy's empty gesture is a minute we get closer to default, and Republican
manufactured recession.
House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the reversal of a deal made by the outgoing members of a board that governs Disney property, the latest battle in the war that began last year when Disney spoke out against Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. Saying he wants to be the Trump alternative, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has declared his candidacy for the Republican presidential nomination. The Midwest is bracing for what forecasters say could be the worst flooding in 20 years. Record snowfall is melting. Already the gauges from St. Paul to Davenport along the Mississippi are above flood stage. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Candidate Vivek Ramaswamy got in a heated exchange with CNN's Don Lemon on gun rights for black Americans. Watch.
Actually, you don't know, funny fact is black people did not get to enjoy the other freedoms until their Second Amendment rights were secured. And I think that that's one of the lessons that we learned.
Black people still aren't allowed to enjoy the freedoms.
I disagree with you on that, Don. I disagree with you. I think you're doing a disservice to our country by failing to recognize the fact that we have equality before the law.
If you are in black skin, then you live in this country, then you can disagree with me. But we're not. You mentioned in here that we have three different shades of
melanin. Don, I think we have to be able to talk about these issues in the open regardless of the color of our skin. The part that I find insulting is when you say today black Americans don't have those rights after we have gone through
the
civil rights revolution in this country.
You are sitting here telling an African American about the rights and what you find insulting about the way I live, the skin I live in every day.
Here's where you and I have a different point of view.
Black and white that black people don't have in this country and that black people do have.
Well, here's where you and I have a different point of view. I think we should be able to express our views regardless of the color of our skin. We should have this debate without me regarding you as a black man, but me regarding you as a fellow citizen.
You're sitting here, whatever ethnicity you are, explaining to me
whatever ethnicity
about
I'm,
what it's like to be black.
Whatever
America.
Ethnicity I am, I'll tell you what I am. I'm an Indian American. I'm proud of it. But I think we should have this debate. Black, white, doesn't matter.
I think we should have this debate.
Content.
Pretty self-explanatory. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I play that clip because I think Don Lemon being let go is a much more interesting topic than Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson earned his stripes. Tucker Carlson, I think, I don't know this for a fact, but I believe he was number one in his slot in cable TV news stuff. Doesn't mean you can't be let go. You know what I like about this lesson with Tucker being let go is it tells people, even if you're at the top, don't think you're safe. Don't think everything's given to you. Now, Tucker, here's what he gets to do. He gets to go on and move on to the next chapter and probably do something bigger and better. Don Lemon, not the case. You listen to Don Lemon, who talked to a very minor presidential candidate, but a guy who's invited on as a guest, and Don Lemon doesn't want to let him talk. Don Lemon doesn't want to hear Vivek Ramaswamy talk about black issues, and Don Lemon's his defense is, you can't tell me how to be black. Yeah, but I can tell you how to be human. I can tell you how to be cordial. I can tell you how to listen to people. Don Lemon demonstrated exactly the reason why he got fired and exactly the reason why there's no trying to talk to the left. Don Lemon was moved from his show because he was too dogmatic. He didn't want to listen to other points of view. This man was making sense. In fact, let's play the clip of Vivek Ramaswamy talking about why
how stupid Don Lemon was, and what the problem was, is he was trying to educate the man about something Don Lemon should have been okay with. And for the record, when we get through with this, I'm going to tell you what Vivek Ramaswamy should have said to Don Lemon, because this would have shut him up. But here's Vivek Ramaswamy explaining, right after he came off the show, here's what he didn't like about Don Lemon.
Just got out of my interview this morning with Don Lemon in particular, also Poppy, who he didn't let talk very much on CNN. The remarkable thing is this guy, without knowing an iota of history about what actually led black Americans to get freedoms, is now lecturing about the fact that somebody, if they're not black, can't talk about that history, claiming that black people haven't had their civil rights secured even today, as he sits on air dominating the conversation from his co-anchor in a way that it was actually pretty uncomfortable, actually, to be there on set. The thing he missed is we had this debate about, they picked a clip from my NRA speech where I factually stated that the first anti-gun laws in this country were passed in 1865 to keep black people from owning guns. And the reality is black people did not have their freedoms secured in this country until their Second Amendment freedoms were secured. That's just fact. Don Lemon needs to go study it, but that made him feel a little uncomfortable because it doesn't fit his narrative. So, you know what? He actually missed the fact that Dred Scott, which is one of the most disastrous Supreme Court cases prior to the Civil War, actually said that the reason black people couldn't get their freedoms was that they would have the right to own guns. So he's just wrong on the history, wrong all the way down, but believes that the color of your skin determines what you're allowed to say. I reject that view. I think we ought to be able to have an open debate whether or not you're black or not. You should be able to talk about these issues. Don Lemon rejects that view. Frankly, his attitude towards apparently allowing his fellow female co-anchor to speak was a little bit different than mine would be. But either way, this is exactly why we need, as conservatives, to go to the other side, debate them on their own turf, and actually deliver facts and win. And we're going to be posting more clips from that later today. I'm looking forward to that.
All right, so let's deal with the first part. What Vivek should have said. See, the problem with confronting people like Don Lemon is when you try to be reasonable. I could give you multiple examples of where somebody was mad at me and I tried to be reasonable. I'm not going to get into detail, but it happened with a former employee. And we were dealing with an issue with her. She was having all kinds of problems, medical problems, problems with her daughter, etc. And essentially spouted off. We forgave her. But the more we tried to placate, the more we tried to say, look, you're going through a lot of stuff, the more vitriolic she got. And Melissa was trying to handle it very diplomatically. And finally it got to the point where she pissed me off to a place where I said, okay, you're ready? And I told her about her drug abuse, the, you know, heart attacks that her, you know, her husband, boyfriend had had or whatever. I told her about the domestic abuse of her daughter. I told her about rehab. I told her about what the promises made, the agreements that we had. And I had it all laid out, and I was just bam, 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 just going to town. And I said, we literally brought you into our lives and did everything we could possibly do to help you. And there's no denying it. And this is how you want to treat us, so screw you. And I mean, I just let her have, because it was over for me. I'm not going to let you abuse my family when we've done everything we could do with this person. I mean, if I give you the story, when I tell you, you'd be shaking your head going, are you serious? Yes, we did everything for this person. And they screwed us over in ways you wouldn't believe. And so I let her have it. And about 6 months later, after I said, bring it, go get your lawyers, I'll get my lawyers, because I know who's going to win. And then they shut up, and about 6 months later came back and went, oh, I'm so sorry, I was wrong. I know you were wrong. You know, we're trying to be diplomatic, etc. That's how it is. And look, I'm not telling you that everybody's entitled to blow up or to have things going on in their lives, and that happens. I'm not telling you that's not the case. And I will tell you this. We were overly forgiving because there was so much going on in this person's life. But they screwed us over. And when it got to the point where that happened, I took the gloves off. Let's go. Because that's the way I am, as you probably know. What Rob Swami should have done is say, Don, you're an ethnocentric racist. You're a diva and ethnocentric racist. You're not even good at your job. And that's why you're sitting here with an invited guest acting like a moron. That's what he should have said. He says, look, nobody respects you in your job. This is why. You won't even listen to anything edgewise. You tell me, oh, as a human being, I can't speak to you. I have to be a black. What, do I have to be gay as well to talk to you, Don? I'm not gay. I'm not black. And you know what else? I haven't lived most of the experiences that you've lived. Is that the way we have to have conversations? You've abandoned the topic, and you go after them. I'm giving you advice, folks. If you're having this as an issue with any leftist and you continue down the road of trying to educate, you're going to lose the battle. You don't continue to try to educate. What you do is you say, okay, gloves off. Let me tell you about yourself, little black diva. Now, I know people out there, oh, come on, Kev. Kevin, please, man. I mean, Kev. Kev what? Here's what Don Lemon said. Ron Swami said, I think that any network that wants to foster open debate should embrace that principle by not restricting people. But Lemon, who's black, said it was insulting that this GOPer was sitting here, whatever ethnicity you are, explaining to me what it's like to be black in America. That's not what he was doing. Not at all. And one of the things that was interesting, they said, Don said, please, I cannot keep a thought if you guys are talking in my ear. You know what they were telling him in his ear? You need to calm the flunk down, Don. And I don't, you can only hear the audio, but you should have seen his co-host. She was completely detached and on her phone because she was like, you know what? This dude is burning himself. And of course, we know the outcome. Don Lemon got let go. Best thing that could happen to CNN, and I'm not gloating over it. Let me just say this. I knew Don Lemon was going to get fired. I predicted it. I wrote about it. I'm going to take a little short break. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Don Lemon, the dumbest guy in media who's no longer with CNN. Going to play a lot of clips from him and maybe we'll make a few comments along the way. But check this out.
But I love the spirit of Oprah's speech today, who is an independent. She's sick of political parties like me.
Here
it comes. Independent for a long time.
He's an independent.
Republicans are doing something that is very dangerous to our society.
What is that?
And we have to acknowledge that.
What
we have to acknowledge that as Americans. We must acknowledge that as journalists.
Okay.
Because if we don't, we're not doing our jobs. We cannot sit here and pretend like, well, yeah, Republicans, it's a cut them a break. Let's, we want to hear what it, they have a lot to answer for in this moment.
Like what?
A lot to answer for what happened with the former president of the United States. Why they allow his antics to go on for so long. why he is not accountable.
Maybe because he
why
was
they
right.
go along with it and don't say anything.
Really?
They've got to answer for that.
If
what
you
about
voted
Biden?
For Trump, you voted for the person
check this out.
Who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. There is no reason to believe that the Republicans are going to start playing fairly and are going to start operating as a party of sanity.
What is it about President Obama that really gets under your skin?
Nothing.
Is it because he's smarter than you?
Really?
Better educated?
Same thing.
And ate it on his own.
Credulous boomer room demo that backs Donald Trump that wants to think that Donald Trump's the smart one, and there are we all. Y'all elitists are dumb.
You elitists with your geography and your maps and your spelling, even though my
math and your reading.
Yeah, you're reading.
The unvaccinated people in the U.S., they're key to the reason that coronavirus, the variants, are emerging. And that the reason I'm looking at the stats from the CDC, and the reason why it's replicating and mutating, it's because of unvaccinated people who are doing their own research online.
I'm talking about the definition of what our law enforcement people, what our national security people call
white extremism,
terrorism, and that's
white extremism.
There you go.
78% of the deaths last year, 73% over the last 10 years.
I'm just saying, I don't want to hear it, and I get tired of people saying, oh my God, I can't believe Don Lemon is saying that he's racist. No, facts aren't race. That's the facts.
Oh, is it?
She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. Okay. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s.
What are you talking? Wait.
That's not according to me.
Prime, you know, for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, it'll say.
If
you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily.
40s. No, I got it.
I'm not saying I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that, you know, politicians aren't in their prime.
You need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for, like, childbearing? Or are you talking about
the messenger.
And then you have those who are asking for reparations for colonialism.
I love this.
And they're wondering, you know, $100 billion, $24 billion here and there, $500 million there. Some people want to be paid back, and members of the public are wondering, why are we suffering when you are... You know, you have all of this vast wealth. Those are legitimate concerns.
Well, I think you're right about reparations in terms of if people want it, though, what they need to do is you always need to go back to the beginning of a supply chain. Where was the beginning of the supply chain? That was in Africa. And when that crossed the entire world, when slavery was taking place, which was the first nation in the world that abolished slavery? The first nation in the world to abolish it. It was started by William Wilberforce, was the British. In Great Britain, they abolished slavery. 2,000 naval men died on the high seas trying to stop slavery. Why? Because the African kings were rounding up their own people. They had them on cages waiting in the beaches. No one was running into Africa to get them. And I think you're totally right. If reparations need to be paid, we need to go right back to the beginning of that supply chain and say who was rounding up their own people and having them handcuffed in cages.
Wow.
Absolutely. That's where they should start. And maybe, I don't know, the descendants of those families where they died in the high seas trying to stop the slavery, that those families should receive something too, I think, at the same time.
She's so mockingly good.
It's an
good.
Interesting discussion, Hillary. Thank you very much.
I don't do opinion. And I know that the difference for me is I do point of view.
Point of
so
view.
I'm giving my point of view as an American, okay. As a black man who happens to be gay. But oh. I'm through that lens. But I also represent CNN. And so I must tell the truth. And if
well,
I don't,
used to.
If my facts are wrong, then I have to clarify it. And I have to come on television and I have to apologize. And I say, I got that wrong.
Black people need to hold other black people accountable. I said this the same thing.
Very crude, by the way.
This is the Black America's version of the Me Too movement.
The Black Lives Matter movement was started because it was talking about police brutality.
Liar.
If you want an all Black Lives Matter movement that talks about gun violence in communities, including, you know, black communities, then start that movement with that name. But that's not what Black Lives Matter is about.
Oh, boy. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. Well, I mean, I've been commenting the whole time, but welcome back with just me. That was a few of the snippets. By the way, Don Lemon, if you go through his career, he has said some of the dumbest. I mean, that's a few of them. It's far worse. Don Lemon has gotten so much wrong. And the idea that he considers himself an independent. I played that, and then I played all the stuff he said against Republicans. Just to let you understand, he's a liar. He laughs. By the way, did you love that how they mocked Donald Trump, a guy who is a graduate of Wharton and a billionaire, and they made him to appear to be stupid? And they're talking like this here, that Donald Trump. And it is incredible to me that this guy wasn't gone years ago. How many years did he spend with CNN? 13 years? This guy was on TV? 13 years. It had to happen, though, folks. It had to happen eventually. Don Lemon couldn't survive. I mean, at some point, you've got to recognize that it's beyond just him trying to be a cute little face or whatever. So, I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I could play clip after clip of Don Lemon showcasing abject ignorance, and every time he would do it, I would say, when are they going to get rid of him? In fact, I've told the story before. So his producer and I, we got to be pretty good friends before I went on Fox. We got to be pretty good friends because she would say, her name is Rachel. She'd say, Kevin, can you please come on Don's show? Now, this was during the Ferguson years. Everybody was fighting over me because I'm a good interview. And, of course, I was a contrarian. And that's what made Don Lemon kind of different, was he was like, let's have both points of view. Now, I will tell you, when I was with him in Ferguson, with him in New York, well, in Ferguson is when I first sort of noticed he's really not trying to be objective here. He's coming at it from point of view, but he wasn't over the top. I got to New York. He's a nice guy. Came into the green room, met him. I mean, saw him from the net, you know, that time. And he was like, hey, how you doing, Kevin? Good, Don. You know, we talked a little bit. But I got the feeling that he was a moderate. He was, and I will admit, Don Lemon began somewhat moderate. He began sort of looking at things from both perspectives. And people didn't like it. And there came a point in his evolution at CNN where he said, I got to go this way. Now, why am I talking more about Don Lemon than I am Tucker Carlson? Because Don Lemon is more indicative of what is on the left. He showcases just how ignorant you are. Look at the debate where he's talking to this lady about reparations. And she says, no, I agree. Let's do it. Let's pay reparations. And she spoke of it in the supply chain, in business perspective. She says, let's go back to the beginning. Let's look at where it started. Let's look at who's really responsible. It would be like saying, okay, we have a drug problem. We want to charge people for, you know, dealing in drugs and all that. Let's go back to the beginning and let's look at who manufactures it. Mexico and China. Is an example. Maybe Afghanistan. And we're going to penalize, we're going to tax them for everything that happens post. She shut the man up. Then she gave another little factoid that people don't like to admit. Britain was the first country that outlawed slavery and then used its navy to stop slave traders. And Don Lemon, all he could do, you have to see the video and you've probably seen it. He's sitting there and he's looking into the camera and there's nothing he can say. And this is what I got to tell you, I miss most about TV. If you said to me, Kevin, do you miss Fox? Not one bit, not an iota. Do you miss the spotlight? Not one iota. Except I miss destroying leftists. See, that's an interview I would have loved to have done. I played the Vivek interview where he and Don Lemon went at each other. Those are the interviews I want to do. I'm like Michael Jordan. I want to be the last guy with the ball. And the game's on the line. The only problem is the game's never on the line when I do interviews. Because, you know, beating up leftists is like, you know, Mike Tyson fighting a third grader.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.